Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. If you're a first-time listener, now that we are on in Phoenix, this is where Ron gives us good news, bad news, and dumb news. It could be from anything. It could be from politics, or it could be from pop culture. It could be from sports. It could be from anything. But we do promise good, bad, and the dumb. So what is the good of the day?
There is only one good of the day, Tony, and it's 15 years in the making.
This is, I know
final
what you're going to talk
the
about.
Race course. All eyes on the referee. Wrexham are promoted. They have their storybook ending.
All right, so I have a question about this.
Yes.
Where are they promoted to now?
So now they're promoted to the English Division 2. Like it's Championship 2 or just...
So can you equate that to anything that we have in America?
Yeah.
So is this going from summer ball to single A?
The easiest way, yeah. The easiest way, it's like where they were before was almost... like almost the independent league,
right?
Where you know, like some players got paid, some didn't. You know, it was really hard times. They were one of the teams that got paid a lot, but they moved up to I would say double A.
Okay, so that's very good.
Yeah, so it's like as if they moved up to double A. Next step for them is the first division, right? To get promoted into that, then it's the Champions Division, and then it's the major leagues.
Okay, so then that's Premier League.
Yeah, or yeah.
How far away are they from the Premier League right now?
Three steps.
Three more steps.
Yeah.
Is that something that can happen in 3 years, or does it like you got to do a couple years here, a couple years here, a couple years here?
Well, it all depends on how big of a pocketbook Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can definitely make the jump if you go out and buy all the right players.
Sure.
But the problem is you got to get those players to want to play for them.
Have they done that here?
They did go out and pick up some really good players, some old talent, by the way, too. Like their goalkeeper, Ben Foster, used to be a Premier League goalie.
Okay.
I think he was an alternate on England's national team, but he's 40 years old. And
gotcha.
He's good for this team. Moving forward, he may not be good in the second division.
So
they are
going
to have
question.
To go and reshop.
I got another question.
Yeah.
You put it in the good, and the first thing you said out of the gate was, there's only one good.
There is only one good.
Is it only good? Because Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds own this team.
Has there been
any other story like this that we in America have ignored because we're not as attached to English soccer? Hold on, let me finish.
Okay.
Not attached to English soccer, but because we have this relationship with these two actors who put a documentary together, that's why it's a feel-good story and is on every sports website this morning.
Exactly. It's definitely that. It's definitely the fact that, yeah, there's a documentary. Yes, we do have a special attachment because we do know these guys.
Right.
And
right.
We're seeing the inner workings. You know, I mean, Welcome to Wrexham is a great documentary. There will be a Welcome to Wrexham season 2 that'll probably highlight. I mean, they definitely have to do it now. That'll highlight this whole transition into getting them out there. I mean, it's really remarkable that these guys bought this team a year ago I'm trying to figure it out. Because I think everything's delayed. So maybe 2 years ago, they bought the team. They had that first season that we all watched with Welcome to Wrexham where they just missed out. And this is the season where they do it. So, I mean, they really turned around this club fast.
All right.
Now, teams get promoted, teams get relegated all the time. And it's always a feel-good for that fan base. But we're not in tune with them because we don't watch it.
Sure, sure.
You know, but it would be like a single-A team or a double-A team getting promoted to the next level. And that's, you know, it would be a feel-good area for that market.
So let me transfer it to something. Let's say we had we don't have regulation and deregulation, so it's very hard to equate this to.
Yeah, that's why I choose baseball because we do see that there's a tier. There's a tier level in baseball.
So if I'm an English fan in their current league or what was their current league, but outside of the fact that they're a team in my league and they're getting promoted and I'm not, do they look at Wrexham and go, well, yeah, you bought every player and you have two very wealthy people running it and we don't?
Probably.
Do they see it the way we would see it?
Listen, we see
if there was an owner that came in and said, I'm buying everybody. So how about that, everybody? I mean,
hey, just look at baseball. Right. How do people feel about the Yankees?
Right.
Versus
right.
How do they feel about, you know, the Twins? You know, I mean, for most of America, we don't care about the Twins. Sorry, right. Minnesota. I mean, we love you, but, you know, it's true. You got. I mean, that's where baseball becomes very regional. You have Yankee fans all across the country because of the past success and the fact that they go out and say, hey, you know what? Hey, we're going to go get this player, that player. That's why people are really in love. We've talked about it many times. Why people are in love with the 96 World Series team.
Yeah.
Because it was homegrown, and we haven't had that.
I will say that if they did exactly what I would have done if I had their means and bought that team. They fixed the stadium.
Yep.
They bought. When I saw the beginning of that documentary, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's so expensive." I'm like, "Pay the money."
Yeah.
Stop pretending like you're selling cars in your garage to pay for a renovation.
But it is remarkable that
Deadpool.
They bought that team for $2.5 million. Now that's got promoted to the next division where they now get a share in the revenue of the TV rights.
Yeah, good for them.
They didn't have that in the National League where they were. Now in Division II, they will have TV right deals.
So this is going to turn into a nice lucrative thing for them.
Yeah, and this could just be the start. It could keep building and building and building.
That's awesome. Good for them. That is awesome. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is it's particularly bad, but really for our listener in Oklahoma. Philip.
Right.
Because he is a huge Cubs fan.
Right.
I don't know if you caught this on Friday afternoon or even to the evening. It's a not safe for life video. And it is Cubs Drew Smyly losing his perfect game bid in the seventh inning, late in the seventh inning, in the most brutal fashion imaginable. So I can't remember who was up to bat, but he hit the ball and he hit like a slow dribbler down the third baseline. Drew Smyly went out to get it. The catcher went out to get it. Drew Smyly got the ball, picked it up, gets ready to throw it. Catcher could not stop himself and tackle Drew Smyly.
Ugh.
And that ended the perfect game.
Yuck.
What should have been, pitcher just picks up the ball, chucks it over there. It's a close play at first, most likely an out. Perfect game is still going. Instead, catcher literally tackles Drew Smyly. I mean,
maybe
flips
money
over
him.
It's the only thing I can think of.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I started thinking about this. I don't know what's worse. I can't remember the umpire's name. Armando Galarraga.
Yeah.
Him.
What was his name? God, I forgot it. I forgot his name too.
Yeah, it'll pop up sometime in the show.
Making a mistake,
or is it the catcher? Is it your own teammate ruining your perfect game?
Yeah, because when you're a pitcher. You can be an outstanding pitcher. You can be a five-time Cy Young Award winner, 300-game winner. You may never, ever come close to pitching a perfect game. That's reasonable, right? You might throw a no-hitter, but a perfect game is so rare, so rare, you may never take one into the seventh inning in your career. In your career.
Easily.
You could have a Hall of Fame career, first ballot Hall of Famer, and never take a perfect game into the seventh inning. And so, yeah, I would be a little miffed. Like, when am I going to do that again?
Right.
Thanks, catcher.
And it's always these guys. I mean, Drew Smyly, we've heard of. He's a decent pitcher. I don't know if he's ever made an All-Star team. He's certainly not a Hall of Famer. But this is going to put his name up there.
Well, you know what's funny is it's a lot of times people who throw perfect games aren't the megastars of the sport, right? It's a guy that's just like, nah, he's a good pitcher. Well, he's a good pitcher, but he caught a groove. And late into the groove, he got great defense behind him. The catcher caught a great game. The other team was slumping. And it was a perfect world. And there you go. Perfect game. Right? No Hall of Fame. No nothing. Might be traded 2 years later. But you never know when that moment comes. Goodness gracious, that's terrible. I'm just watching the play now. What a terrible play.
It's horrible.
Horrible play.
You feel so bad for Drew.
Do we have time for the dumb or do we want to save it for the next episode?
Well, it's up to you.
All right, let's try it, and then we're going to talk about it next segment. We will.
You know, because it's really like a calling card to Phoenix right now. One thing you need to know about Tony and I is that we are very big on AI.
That's right.
We try to keep you informed about AI. And a report came out that half of artificial intelligence researchers believe AI could cause humans to go extinct.
Of course.
This is where it's dumb. That number should be 100%.
I know, right. Should be
100%. That's like 4 out of 5 dentists recommend this gum. It's like, no. All 5 of you should be recommending that gum or whatever. Why is it just 4 out of 5?
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. Why isn't 100%?
It should be 100%. Without question. Should be 100%.
Yeah.
AI scares the crap out of me.
I mean, of course it's going to cause the extinction.
Why wouldn't it?
Of humans.
The smarter it gets and the more it figures us out, the more that we're going to be a problem for it. They're going, bye. See you later, everybody.
Yes. They don't need us.
No, they don't need us. When they get to a point where they don't need us, that's like calling the exterminator.
Well, that's why I fear that Matrix is real and that they're just using us as batteries.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy. Good, the bad, and the dumb. We'll come back. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.